Roseanne Barr.
Greetings, humans.
She's back.
Greetings, Earthlings.
This time with Marjorie Taylor Greene.
And any animal people, animal souls that might be listening on the fringes.
I'm Marjorie Taylor Greene. Two goofy bird bear bitches, plainly obscene. Pouring their lies bold, far and wide. Those hateful skanks will always take Trump's side. That's right. Today on Barr's Broodmare Bitches, Marjorie Taylor Greene, the opposing voice, Agnes McAllister. Welcome. Well, let's head on over to the studio where we find our host, Roseanne Barr, sitting down with Marjorie Taylor Greene, shooting her mouth off about
untrue, silly bitch shit. I just don't understand at all. Both of them went on Roseanne Barr's son's podcast over the weekend. And
I think they were serving drinks.
Here they are, having an original thought about what they're going to do to President Joe Biden to ensure Daddy Trump wins the election.
Oh, I'll do whatever, you know, if I have to stop him by making up lies about him peeing on prostitutes in the hotel. It doesn't bother me. I have no conscience.
We didn't have to be told that, Roseanne. No conscience.
Yeah, we get it.
You ever stop to think that might be why your old fat whore ass is sitting where you're sitting? Pilled up? Drunk?
Because I have to get to wherever. And to me, it's just so close to, hey, if I have to kill 6 million Jews to get where I'm going, it's no big deal.
Hey, sentence fragment. You know, we could get by without the racial remarks. Are you incapable of navigating your way through a single conversation without making racial remarks, you stupid, pilled-up, drunk bitch? As if Roseanne Barr wasn't bad enough on her son's podcast, they gave Marjorie Taylor Greene the mic and let her have a turn, and yeah, she immediately went off on Pelosi with bullshit.
She passed a bill twice on the House floor that would make abortion legal up until the day of birth.
Yeah.
They all voted for that. They love baby killing.
It's their favorite
sacrifice.
Yeah.
To the devil. They love it.
The face of the Republican Party.
Well, they love the baby blood. You know, they love bathing in that and drinking it, too. Now, you know.
I've heard.
They
I like
do.
Your, I like your mom. We're going to.
I love it.
I says in my act, I put.
So have another drink. Or another handful of pills, Roseanne Barr. And how about you, Marjorie Taylor Greene? Who did you say you represent? Georgia?
They already proved they're selling the aborted aborted fetus parts to Bill Gates to put in his meat.
Well,
you know that's true.
The fake meat or the real
meat?
Yeah,
the fetus meat. It's fetus.
Fake. Face of the Republican Party, representative of Georgia. Embarrassment to America.
Washington establishment knows it's coming, and they're trying to do everything they can to prevent it.
Here she is openly discussing the coup the Republican Party has planned in November with Speaker Mike Johnson, Senator Rand Paul, Senator Mark Wayne Mullen, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Ted Cruz, and a lot of the MAGA extremists who plan on killing more cops and attacking this democracy.
They're in complete prevent defense mode.
Yeah.
And I think,
what are they mostly trying to prevent? It seems like, well, the Epstein list.
Oh,
they're
yeah.
They're terrified. They don't want that out, right?
Right.
So says the representative who has voted like hell to protect sex trafficker Matt Gaetz, who is on the Epstein list along with Donald Trump.
Well, there seems to be this rise among the people demanding the truth. Everyone right. wants the Epstein list.
Right.
People want to know about the UAPs. People are like, what are these UFOs and UAPs? People want to know about the Kennedy files.
Right.
People want to know all about the Department of Justice and these terrible persecutions. People want to know the truth out of the federal government, and they have every right to know it.
Absolutely.
And it's all out there for the world to see. There might even be some convictions if we stop calling the people who attack this democracy hostages and using government resources to protect the men who incited that attack. I'm sorry, stupid two-faced bitches. What did you say again?
I think the day of reckoning is, if there is going to be an election, I wanted to ask you if you think there is, because I...
Oh, Please, Roseanne Barr, what do you think? Please, enlighten us all.
I think it could go either way, depend on what they do between now and then. Because they could do a lot of dirty things and just say, oh, well, when they figure, hey, we can't cheat because they're going to make us do the paper ballot and the voter ID, so we can't obviously cheat, so we'll just shut down everything, including the internet, and nobody will go anywhere, and they'll just sit home.
Well, good God, you fat, stupid, pilled-up, drunk whore. How is that any different from how you live now? What are you trying to convince me of, Roseanne Barr? You're out there active playing Frisbee every day? Celebrating your youth? You stupid, two-faced bitch? Why is it that every Trump function, you're fucked up? It's the only time you come outside. Yeah, it's because Donald Trump has promised you pills and booze. You're there, yet you're a cheap whore, Roseanne Barr.
They've already done that to us with the quarantine.
Absolutely, and that's what the great democracy of Ukraine did.
The great democracy of Ukraine? Are you kidding me? Marjorie, you're as fucked up as Roseanne. Yeah, this is coming from the bitch who has actively been cutting military aid to those innocent people so they could defend themselves from Russia and Trump. The two-faced lies are just so ridiculous and nobody hears them. Good God, Marjorie, I can't decide who's worse. You?
Sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't.
Keep the nuts. This one just needs another handful of pills and a bottle.
It was every few months, you know, to have him take out the garbage.
Right, or they gave him too much.
Yeah.
And didn't parent them. And now we've got these mothers who think, you know, well, you've got to have a straight kid. You got to have a gay kid.
Oh, my God.
You got to have a bi kid. And you got to have a trans kid.
Yeah.
Or a couple of trans. Yeah.
That's all Hollywood's like that.
That's evil.
Grooming.
It's straight. It is grooming.
Yeah.
And Leslie Stahl nearly fell over when I told her.
Oh, I loved that when you said that.
She couldn't believe I said that. I'm like, Democrats are the party of pedophiles.
They
and
are.
She was like, what? How dare you?
But it's
like,
true.
It's true.
It is honor.
Hi, folks. Stan the Joke Man here. I just can't stand to listen to that agonizingly idiotic bitch anymore. Time for me to say something. It is not rational to believe that any loving, good parent would ever think, hey, I'm going to have a gay kid, an impaired child, someone born with a disability, or straight. Who gives a shit? How do you know what normal is, fucktard? Answer! That's what I thought, chicken shit. You cannot! Because you're wrong and you're fucking stupid. If you agree with Marjorie Taylor Greene, you 100% prove my point. You are truly the offenders of children. It is inexcusable. Inexcusable. You cannot wash it away. It's on you. You. You label children before they even have a chance to be themselves. Before they even know who they are. You just can't wait to put your poison and your vile lowness on them. They don't call themselves anything but your baby. And you tag them right out the gate with your smallness. You try to attach shame to these innocent ones, how they're born. You. You are the offenders of children. There's nothing godly about any of you. You've abandoned God. You've abandoned these kids. You've abandoned your own common sense and your virtues. You've abandoned this country for your false idol.
Coward's Road is the easiest road.
Blasphemous behavior. You're trying to excuse yourself and using God to do it. How dare you? Your excuses will not be accepted. You are the wicked prophesied, and you are going to answer for it. That's right, britches. Welcome to a fun day Monday here on the Stan the Joke Man Show, brought to you by...
There is just one Schlitz, yeah, nothing else comes near. When you're out of Schlitz, you're out of beer.
And... Shut the fuck up. Yeah, come up with some new lyrics. All right. I don't hit women, by the way. Yeah, let's just pretend that was an AI robot. Yeah. Okay. What was I talking about? Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Stan the Joke Man Show. This segment of Donald Trump speaks to another black congregation in a black Detroit church, brought to you by...
Hey there. We want to tell you about Steven Seagal's new energy drink. It's called Lightning Bolt. It's 100% natural, and it tastes just great. In fact, it's so good, he likes swimming in it.
How's it going, baby?
Boss, I put another 2,000 cans to go to fill this pool.
Man, I feel so sorry for you, but you know what? I really wanted to swim in Steven Seagal's Lightning Bolt with you.
Yeah, but you know I love doing it, because I love you.
I love you too, baby.
Lightning Bolt is a unique energy drink. It's the first of its kind, with 100% pure juice blends, and is the only energy drink to contain Tibetan goji berries and Asian cordyceps, and it hits the spot every time. Lightning Bolt comes in two delicious flavors, Asian Experience and Cherry Charge, so why not give your taste buds a real thrill?
Привет, дорогая.
Привет, дорогой. Это тебе.
It's good to be the king, isn't it? And guess what? What's going to happen to you if you drank Lightning Bolt?
Lightning Bolt. Try it today. It's electric.
Ah, Steven Seagal's good old Lightning Bolt. Never had one myself. But anyway, yeah, it's an actual energy drink you can buy who the hell knows where. Probably Russia. Anyway, welcome to the Stan the Joke Man show here on a Funday Monday. Glad to be with you. Stan the Joke Man here at the microphone. Of course, Donald Trump over the weekend, he spent his time wisely up in Detroit going to yet another black church.
So, Brother Don Trump rose into Detroit to speak at black church. Kelly, a con artist, getting the word out.
Who, of course, is on Fox promoting the event.
Biden's not doing anything like that. Look at the contrast of just this weekend. You got Donald Trump in Detroit talking to 8,000 people and then at a black church.
Well, unfortunately, that church doesn't hold 8,000 people, let alone black folks. So, yeah, save your breath, Kellyanne Conn artist. We know better.
What a nice welcome. Thank you.
That sounds like 8,000 people to you. Not even close, folks. Furthermore, I couldn't help but to notice all those albino African-Americans you had sitting there in the audience there, Don Trump. Yeah.
Yeah, he's like the Klan with a tan.
I could count the mochas on maybe one hand. Are you sure they were African-American? Black, Don? Because, well, there was a minister in another church right down the street. His doors were wide open for anyone in attendance. Everyone is welcome. Well, I'm not sure he agreed with you, soul brother. He didn't seem to cater to as many African-American albinos as you did and doesn't believe in your leadership.
How do we expect, beloved, to beat a xenophobic, white nationalist, white supremacist, bona fide racist, known sexist, documented bigot, celebrated insurrectionist, election denier, wannabe politician, four times indicted, twice impeached, recognized sexual assaulter, convicted fraud perpetrator, and 91 felon charges in four states, who doesn't give a, I'm sorry, I'm in church, a blankety blank about black people, if the black church, and especially if this black church is not united and together, beloved, if we are going to advance our people, we've got to be what? Together.
Nicely done, sir. I'd say you probably listed about a third of the things Donald Trump is actually guilty of. Good job. Hey, Don Trump down the street, did you happen to hear that by any chance, sir? Yeah. Well, a little FYI, stupid ass. No one in the African-American community enjoys being pulled over by police, stopped, and going to fucking jail. No one. I can assure you of that. So stop trying to use your indictments as a badge of honor as though you're going to garner black votes. What are you, a fucking moron?
And then I got indicted a second time and a third time and a fourth time. And a lot of people said that that's why the black people like me, because they have been hurt so badly and discriminated against. And they actually viewed me as I'm being discriminated against.
Which is in and of itself hilarious, being that you had no black tenants when you were running those apartment buildings for your dad. Heard all about that, Donna. You're a pile of shit, man. My former Republican Party, your boy is going to get his ass destroyed on the debate stage this Thursday. Make no mistake. Well, you know that, sure. He played you. You thought you were going to play him, but you found out the other way, right? Right. So you continue to put your name on it in front of everybody, the whole world to see. I only bring it up because they're prefacing this week's debate. Thursday night is the debate between President Joe Biden and felonious rapist Donald Trump. And these far-right MAGA families are going to sit down with their children and defend a rapist. Defend traitor espionage. They're going to defend it all. And I can say that with 100% confidence. You know how? Because they're already prefacing the debate with excuses. They've had Trump White House physician Rear Admiral Ronnie Jackson out there on News Maxi Pad and shit, shooting his mouth off.
They treat the cognition part of it. They try to, you know, make it where he can think straighter and he's not lost and confused as much. And then there's a host of drugs that try to take the agitated edge off of most of these cognitive disorders. So I feel like they're probably giving him a little bit of all of this. They just have to get it just right. So it's, you know, it's a challenge. But I think they have no choice with what they're working with. They don't have much to work with.
Rear Admiral Ronnie Jackson demoted by the United States Navy under Donald Trump's tenure for that kind of fucking behavior right there. What a fucking ass. He just shit all over his hypocritic oath and everything, discussing somebody he's not even treating, lying on him, mocking his health to enrich himself. You know one of the main reasons why Ronnie Jackson was also demoted in the United States Navy? Because when he was in the White House with Trump, he turned it into a fucking pill mill. And that is no secret. He's lucky he's not in jail. Keep the excuses coming, MAGA. Why is Donald Trump going to get his ass kicked again this Thursday?
Here come the excuses again. MAGA's going to get for flat out losing. MAGA's gonna give out with lots of fake emotion. Here come the lies again. Adderall shots in Joe Biden's butt. You bet cheating and lying. It's the president. Who you bet he's the nut. MAGA likes to project these things like cowards do. They like to hide the things and all the crap they do too.
I'm Joe Biden, and I approve this message.
Here come excuses again. MAGA's gonna get for flat out losing. MAGA's gonna give out with lots of fake emotion.
You got mail.
You got mail.
You got mail. I got crabs.
Hey, all right, everybody. I got a whole bunch of freaking Dear Stan letters here, and I hadn't been paying attention to them like I should. If you'd like to get me a letter, please. I do look at them. I look at all of them. TICKTURD at Yahoo. What is it, guy?
TICKTURD. That'd be the dick turd. You want me to get you a wipe?
Me? No, I'm fine, man. Dear Stan, my coworker quit, and now all their responsibilities will be dumped on me. Well, boo fucking who? Oh, God, you've got to be in your teens or 20s. Hold on. Dear Stan, I'm experiencing significant anxiety over losing another coworker. When you say losing, what are you implying? She's dead? Was it a suicide because of the fucking job? Yeah. My advice, get the fuck away from that job. I am happy for her, but I'm glad she's alive. I'm also sad because all her responsibilities are going to be dumped on me. Our department consists of 3 employees. I'm the lowest paid administrative assistant in the office and division. Well, somebody has to be on the bottom. Look, I'm sorry to pick on you, but you're obviously new to the workforce. You've got to be really young. So listen, in the real world, valedictorian, it may get you off to a good running start, but the fucking fact is, when you get out there in the real world, it don't mean much in the fucking trenches. Experience, seasoning, and true talent is what fucking counts in the long run. I'm sorry. I'll finish reading your ridiculous letter. I don't understand this at all. When we lose an employee by federal law, it is up to our director to pick up the slack. Our department is required by federal law to be trained on several software applications to support our students. However, our director refuses to complete her training. So you got another person here that is just collecting a paycheck, doing as little as they possibly have to get a paycheck. I hear what you're saying. My friend Chuck, he went to an aeronautics school up there in Tulsa. They ran him $80,000 in the hole, and he said the only education he got was a professor who'd walk in every day and put a video cassette in a fucking recorder, turn the lights out so they could watch it. He said it was the biggest ripoff in education he ever got, and he ended up getting his foot in the door, but it didn't help him at all. Moving up or moving in the company, that's up to you. Now, if it's the opposite, and you're thinking about killing the bitch, the director of your department? Are you thinking about killing her or something? I can't deal with all these new responsibilities this woman is dumping on me because she's refusing to pick up the slack of the woman we lost. On top of this, I'm trying to deal with the death of my favorite uncle? I'm not myself right now. No shit. You wrote me, you crazy bitch. Nor am I in the mood to train someone new who's going to be earning more than me again. What advice can you give? Start filling out applications and get the fuck out of that job, anxious in the East. You are not bound and chained to that fucking desk, are you? Some of the greatest advice I ever got was from a radio guy up back east of all fucking places, Kevin Carlson, and he always told me, don't give a shit how cushy your job is and how much money you got, Stan. Never stop looking. Never stop looking. You don't have to accept offers, but you can certainly tender them and humor the thought of always being available to somebody else out there, because you never know how long that fucking cushy job you got is going to last. So never stop looking. You're unhappy in the job, get the fuck out. You got a dead uncle, go bury his ass and then move, bitch. Yeah, this ain't like the 1800s where you got to pack provisions in a covered wagon with a fucking mule pack. Yeah, you don't have to do that shit. You're not going to have to Dahmer party, breakfast, dinner, and lunch, feasting on dead relatives and shit. Don't sweat it. You can rent a U-Haul these days and probably make the move in a half a day. You know I don't. Have you gone as far as the company's going to allow you to go? Are you satisfied with that for the rest of your life? Because if you're not, you better start filling out some applications. Put out some fucking feelers now. Dear Stan, I'm a single mom of two. 2-year-old and a 3-month-old, and I'm struggling. No one can prepare you for how hard it is to raise a child, let alone two. More than two children is beyond the boundary of my mental capacity. I reached out to a friend who is a recent first-time mom and to a mom who has children of ages similar to my own to ask for general advice and to check in. Both of their responses were shocking. Oh, things are fine here. Hope you're doing well. Stan, I can't be the only individual at my wit's end. How do I elicit a more honest update from them? I'd love to have a more candid conversation beyond, oh, she screams, so I have her in a sling most of the time. How do I probe their true feelings without overstepping? Misery loves company. What the fuck are you talking about? I'm a nutcase, ma'am. I'm not a psychiatrist, but it's evident to me you're looking for somebody to share the stress with, right? Ha! You're looking for somebody to share the stress you're feeling. How about get rid of the stress? There's a thought. Those children are going to be with you forever. You're all they got, Mama. They love you, and you love them. So make your world better. Break the monotony of your world, ma'am. With your children right there with you. Make all three of you happy. Instead of impersonally texting and calling these friends of yours who have children, get the fuck out of the house. Take your kids with you. Make a play date. It doesn't have to be stressful. It could be a backyard picnic. Their house. Your house. Change it up. Let's go to the park today. Get the fuck out. Tell them, hey, I'm taking the kids to the park. You want to bring yours along? We have a little play date picnic out there. Get out of the fucking house. You've got to unplug once in a while with the kids. Your children need you. They're always going to be there with you. You know that, and I know that. So make the world great for all of you together. Not stressful, great. You don't think anything of it, ma'am, but you'll remember it. Then it'll be the world to you. And it'll always mean everything to them kids. Break the monotony of sitting on your ass every day, changing diapers, making formula, watching fucking TV, and do something. It's the best advice I can give you. I'm just a guy. Sorry, it's all I got. Thanks for the letter. Dear Stan, I stalked a disc jockey as a teen in the 80s. Should I contact him again? Dear Stan, as a lonely, mixed-up teenager in the 80s, I developed a huge crush on a disc jockey at a local radio station. My parents hired him as a DJ to my Sweet 16 party, and even though fewer than a dozen kids showed up, he was professional and gracious throughout the entire ordeal. The highlight of the party when he danced with me after he started playing 16 Candles. I followed him to the radio station events and was basically a general pest. Yeah, you were a groupie, but you weren't really a pest. Oh, he loves it. Make no mistake about it. Now I'm in my mid-50s. I realize I had some undiagnosed mental and social issues throughout my childhood that weren't discussed. You sound like somebody I knew. I dealt with one of you when I was a disc jockey in Tulsa. Yeah, she told me she was sleeping with guys older than me, and she was going to tell her dad that I was the one that got her pregnant. So you know what I did? I recorded that phone conversation, and I called her dad personally. And I said, sir, and I announced who I was. I told him the whole fucking story. I played him the recording, and he said, I swear you will never hear from her again, Stan. And guess what? I didn't. Are you that girl? Okay, hold on. I never had boyfriends in high school or college. I married this first guy who took a serious interest in me. Get on with it. What do you want to know? I'm not looking to interfere in this disc jockey's happy life, but I don't want to wait until his funeral to let him know how grateful I am and how much he meant to me. Should I write and send the letter? Sure. Might I also recommend you find out where he lives and drive around his house? Cutting tires on a brand new pickup truck is a term of endearment. It's an attention getter. That's right. Ma'am, 50 years old does not change the fact that no means no. Leave that poor man alone. And thank you for the letter. Oh, my goodness. Ladies and gentlemen, it's going to wrap it up with the Stan the Joke Man Show. It's a product of Joke Man Productions, LLC, broadcasting from the Boys Room Studio here in Henrietta, America. Everybody with you Friday at high noon on iTunes, Spotify, Cash, and wherever else. Google Chrome. They don't edit me there, I don't think. Censor me, whatever. I'm going to roll my ass out of the studio. I live in here all weekend working. I'm getting the fuck out now. All right. Guys, bring your shit solid. I'll be back on Wednesday, high noon. Tell me, bye, amigos, amigos.